Welcome to the Human Kindness at Work podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories of people just like you making a difference in their corner of the world. You'll hear how human kindness is at work and how you can be a part of it. I'm Jennifer Clark. Ready to be inspired? Here we go. I have been waiting to introduce to you my guest today from the moment I decided to start this podcast. When I met her, I had no idea the difference she was making in her world or the difference that had been made in her own life by human kindness at work. It all started with my dog. In 2019, we got a puppy. It wasn't a pandemic puppy, but he definitely got us through that really hard season. Well, a neighbor told me about a local dog grooming salon where all the employees were graduates of a program created to break the cycle of generational poverty by teaching the art of dog grooming. And I immediately said, take all my money, and I brought my dog to this salon. And that is where I met Christine Banks. Christine Banks is a mom of two beautiful kids. She's the owner of the Salon Forever Pets in the Kansas City Metro, an inspiring business owner who is creating the life that she wants. And she is honestly one of the most genuine and humble women I interact with. Welcome to the podcast, Christine Banks.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that you said yes and that our schedules worked out and we can finally do this. Not only are you my favorite dog groomer, you're just one of those people that whenever I come in contact with you, I leave feeling better. So thanks for being that. I want to ask you, like, just jump into your story here. What was your life like before 2019-ish?
Yeah, before 2019, I was working two jobs. I was a single parent struggling to make ends meet. I was in public housing and trying to take my children back and forth to childcare. It was really hard because I had to work late nights and still be able to be there for my children. And it became more and more exhausting.
So you made a decision to join something that changed your life. Somebody extended an act of human kindness to you. Can you tell us about that and how that changed your life?
Yes, I met with Posperity. Posperity is a nonprofit that is helping young women and men out of poverty. I applied to Posperity and was able to get in. I was able to get in Posperity and it changed my life. I would have to say I'm not working two jobs to take care of me and my children anymore. I am working one job and it has been nothing but great for us.
And you're rocking that job. Back up a little bit and tell us, what are some of the things that you learned during that program in Posperity?
In Posperity, we learned a lot. We learned a lot about budgeting. We learned a lot about parenting. Sometimes our parenting skills, we may want to do things for our children, but sometimes we have to show our children how to do certain things because a lot of times they will depend on us doing it for them. So we have to break the cycle and let them learn on their own and just correct them at the end. Posperity has taught so much, and just even with the budgeting situations, like learning how to budget and be financially stable, learning how to save and be able to have funds for emergencies. It's very important. And Posperity has taught that.
You learned life skills.
Yes.
As well as like dog grooming skills.
Yes.
That would help you earn money.
Yes.
That's incredible. How do you think your life would be if you had never gone through that program?
If I've never known or never went to Posperity, I'm pretty sure I would still be working two jobs, making minimum wage, and working late nights and hours just to provide for me and my children. It's pretty hard to find something that you love to do and to be able to be there with your children when they get home from school.
So when I met you, you were managing the salon that belonged to Prosperity. And so walk us through that. You graduate from Prosperity in what, 2016 or something like that?
Yes.
How do you become a manager, and what was that process like?
So in the beginning, the process for Prosperity, we were just supposed to be managers and learning how to manage a business so we can go out and own our own business. It came to the point where it was just two of us that was managing at the time. And I learned how to make certain decisions, learn how to work with people, learn how to budget and see financial situations and a better asset far as what not to, how to spend certain things, money, also showing kindness in staff members, not necessarily giving up on a person, far as employees, knowing that someone is always going through something, but still being headstrong far as managing a team.
What inspired you to own your own salon? Right now, you own the Forever Salon in Lee's Summit. What inspired you, and how did that happen? How did you go from being a manager to owning a salon?
What inspired me to open my own salon was being at Prosperity and managing Prosperity. Being able to be a manager and help young women and men out of poverty, I wanted to do the same thing. And I wanted to be able to open my own business and be able to hire women and men that are trying their best to get out of poverty, being able to show them the way to be successful. Hmm. That was what inspired me. Now I would like to help others. So right now I only hire from Prosperity. I hire graduates and from Prosperity, graduates from Prosperity.
Hmm. And how many employees do you currently have?
Right now I have 7 employees from Prosperity.
That's amazing. You've gone from working 2 jobs, one of them at a fast food place, not knowing, you know, some life skills, to managing 7 people and an entire company that's thriving. That's so incredible.
Yes.
In just a matter of years. I know anytime I drop off Copper, our dog, and I start chatting with the people there, the employees, they rave about you. You are not only, you know, crushing it as an owner, but just as a human being. And I think that's one of the things that sets you apart as such a good leader, is people feel loved by you and they feel seen and accepted. There's so much grace there that, I mean, they just rave about you, and that's awesome. What do you think? What Yes. do you think it is? And I know you don't like talking about yourself. You are such a humble person. But for people listening that are leaders in their workplace or in their homes, what is that thing that draws people to you as a leader?
I think ambition. Ambition and also caring. I am a very motivated person. I never like to give up. But I also care for others around me. And I also care for people that might not even think that someone should care for them. When no one is looking, you always want to know, try to do your best, put your best foot forward. I care about everyone. I just want everyone to be happy.
It shows. Can you tell us a little bit about this very unique job that you have? I don't know many dog groomers, except all of you that work there, but that's such a unique job. Can you tell us a little bit about just like your day-to-day, but why dog grooming? Why did this click for you?
Being a dog groomer became very important to me because the dogs cannot speak. So I wanted to be their voice. I want to be able to speak for them. And then a lot of times we have older dogs that come in that need a little bit more support. And I wanted to be able to help them and make sure they were comfortable. Dog grooming has become a passion of mine because I just want to help the animals and be their voice.
That's cool. And when you have a dog like mine who is super anxious, someone like you makes a really big difference for me as a pet owner and for him as a dog. He's not ever excited about getting in a car and going anywhere, but I always know when we get there to the salon and he sees you, he'll go right in, and you've earned his trust very quickly from day one, which is so awesome. Okay, Christine.
He's a real boy.
Oh, thank you. I think so too. You've answered this a little bit, but how are you seeing human kindness at work or putting human kindness to work in your world?
Right now, I am helping young women and men out of poverty. I have three managers now that have came from Prosperity. They are doing very well. I'm able to help them to be able to help others. So they have other graduates that are looking up to them as well to be able to be in their position one day. And hopefully they can actually be in a better position sooner, just like I am now. I just want to help them and show them the way.
That is so awesome. Christine, if listeners want to learn more about the Salon Forever Pets, or maybe book an appointment for their pets if they live in the Kansas City area, where can they find you online?
They can find us online at The Salon Forever Pets, and fur is F-U-R, everpets.com.
Well, if you are in specifically Lee Summit or Kansas City Metro, east side of Kansas City, come check out Christine's salon. Christine, one of the things that I love most about your story is that you are living with one arm reaching out ahead of you to get mentorship, to learn, to grow. But then you have this other arm that's reaching back to help those who are in the same position that you were in just a few years ago. And I think that kind of humility and generosity is exactly how people's lives get changed. Mm-hmm. I love that you're not keeping it to yourself, all this life change and goodness, but you're putting it to work in your world and you're making a difference here in our community. So thank you for being that kind of person.
Yes.
Well, thanks for making time. I'm sure you have lots of dogs waiting for you. And it's goodbye for now, but I'm going to see you in a week because Copper desperately needs your help. He needs a good groom. Poor guy.
Can't wait to see him.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Christine.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Human Kindness at Work. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd love to hear your story. Whether it's an act of kindness you've received or one you've been a part of giving, just visit humankindnessatwork.com and click on Share a Story. You never know, your story could inspire others to be a part of human kindness at work in their world. See you next time.